About 15 years ago, I was teaching a group of young believers in New Zealand.
在15年之前，我在新西兰，教一群刚信主的人。
New Zealand had just elected an atheist as their prime minister.
那个时候呢，新西兰刚刚选了一个无神论者做他们的首相。
And this new prime minister had been very public about the fact that he wanted to oppose any Christian influence in their society.
这个首相就是公开的表示他会反对在社会中任何有关基督徒价值的这种东西。
One evening after our day of teaching, we were sitting around outside.
然后有一天呢，就是我们教完课之后呢，我们就在外边坐着。
And some of these young believers said, "How should we respond to this new situation?"
那些新这些年轻人又问我说，我们对这种新的情况，我们应该如何回应呢？
I ask.Those believers to look up in the sky at the stars around us.
我就让他们看看夜空中的星星，就
是在我们
周围。
And I read to them the scripture we're going to look at this morning from Philippians.
然后我就给他们读了我们今天要看的经文。
And I said to them,
我对他们说，
according to Paul,
根据保罗，
this has given you a wonderful opportunity.
这给了你一个很棒的机会。
You have the privilege to shine like stars in the world.
你有这种荣幸能够在这个世界中像星星一样闪耀。
15 years later,
过了十五年，
I hear many Christians in America
我就听到很多在美国的基督徒
saying, look how sinful our world has become.
说看看现在美国的这个社会变得多么的罪恶呀，罪孽深重。
What should we do as Christians?
那我们作为基督徒我们该怎么办呢？
And I think the answer is the same today.
我觉得这个答案仍然是一样的。
We have been given the opportunity to shine as lights in our world.
我们被给予这种机会，在这个世界里边可以像明光照耀。
We've been working our way through Philippians.
我们一直在看腓立比书。
And I remind you that Philippi was part of the Roman Empire.
我提醒过大家，这个腓立比这个省呢。它是罗马帝国的一部分。
A culture, a society that was every bit as sinful as today's world is.
它的不管是那个文化还是这个社会，跟今天的美国社会不相上下。
Every moral problem we had, have they had.
我们现在所有的所有道德上的问题，他们那时候都有。
All of the ethical problems we face.They face.
我们所有的这个伦理上的问题，他们也面对。
They lived in a dark, dark world.
他们生活在一个非常黑暗的时代。
A world where believers would say, "What are we supposed to do?"
基督徒会说，我们该怎么做呢？
And Paul said, "This is what you should do."
保罗说，这就是你要做的。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
第二章十四节。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论
that you may be blameless and innocent
使你们无可指摘诚实无伪
children of God without blemish
在这弯曲悖谬的世代
in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation
无瑕疵的儿女
among whom you shine as lights in the world
你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀
This morning I want to ask, how are you and I supposed to shine as lights in our world?
今天早晨我们来看，在我们的世界中，我们如何像明光照耀。
You see, there are many believers who think the solution is to withdraw within our little culture.
那很多人就觉得是从我们的这个主流，从这个社会中就是退出来。
Those people out there are going to oppose us.
那外边的人呢，会在抵挡我们。
But in here, it's safe.
但是在这个里边呢，我们是安全的。
They become like a person I read about, a young man who went and joined the military.
他们就有点变得像一个年轻人，他参军。
And his pastor was very concerned about this young man.
那牧师呢，就很关切这位年轻人。
Said, the people around you, they're going to make fun of you because you're a Christian.
他说：“你周围的人因为你是基督徒，就会嘲笑你。
They're going to try to get you to change.
他们会想要改变你。
The boy came back on leave after 1 year.
那这个年轻人过了一年，中间回来休假。
And the pastor said, "Was it hard to be a Christian while you were in the military?"
然后牧师就问他说，在军队里做基督徒，就是因为是基督徒，是不是很难呢
？No, it was easy.
他说不难。
Did they try to make you change?
他们有没有想要改变你呢
？No.
他说没有。
Did they laugh at you?
他们有没有嘲笑你呢
？No.
没有。
He said, "No one ever found out I was a believer."
他说都没有人发现呢，我是基督徒。
I've met some people like that.
他说我的确，我麦牧师说我也碰到过这样的。
They're perfectly safe because no one outside the building knows they're a believer.
他们非常的安全，因为只要出了教会的门，没有人知道他们是基督徒。
But Paul says.
但是保罗说
，We are to be lights in our world.
我们要在这个世界好像明光照耀。
That means they have to know us.
那起码他们得知道我们是基督徒。
And so this morning, how do we live as lights in our world?
所以呢，我们如何在这个世界上好像明光呢？
And I want you to notice what Paul does not say.
我想你注意到保罗没有说的。
As believers,
作为基督徒
carry big signs.
不是拿着一个大标志，一个大好大海报。
Walk around with a thick Bible,
拿着一本特别厚的圣经
and say to believers, unbelievers,
对那不信主的人说
you're a sinner and you need to stop that.
你是个罪人，你最好停下来。
It's nowhere in Philippians.
比腓立比书没有任何一个地方这么写。
Instead, he says,
而是保罗说
first of all,
第一最重要的
if we're going to be lights in a dark world, we have to have the right attitude.
我们如果要在这个黑暗的世界向明光照耀，我们必须得有一个正确的态度。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言。
If we're going to be light in our world,
如果我们要在这个世界上成为光，
we cannot be people who grumble and dispute.
我们就不能成为那种发言言起争论的人。
As I was studying that, I was thinking about back about across 50 years that I've been in church.
然后呢，我在准备这个讲章的时候，我就在想，这过去我在五十年在教会的经验。
I've seen pastors fired.
我看到牧师
for embezzling money.
因为呢，这个牧师贪污钱财，所以就被赶走了。
I've heard of deacons thrown off the board because someone saw them drunk.
还有的那个执事呢，被从执事会赶出来，因为在外边醉酒。
I've seen pianists lose their job because of committing adultery.
还有那个弹就是私琴的呢，不能再弹，因为那个淫乱。
But in 50 years,
但是在五十年之中
，I've never seen anyone removed from a church position for grumbling.
因为没有一个人在教会里不因为他们抱怨，所以不能服侍。
But God.
神对这个抱怨这个问题看得很严重。
Psalm 106,
在诗篇106
is telling about Israel's failures to obey God.
就讲到以色列呢，他们就是没有顺服神。
Says they rebelled.
说他们就是悖逆神。
It says they turned to idols.
他们转向偶像。
It says they did not believe God.
他们不信神。
And then it says, and it uses the same word,
用这个同样的一个词语来说,
they grumbled.
他们发怨言。
They grumbled when they were in Egypt.
他们在埃及的时候抱怨。
After they crossed the Red Sea, they grumbled because they were not in Egypt.
过了红海,他们又抱怨,因为他们现在不在埃及了。
They grumbled because they had no food.
他们没有食物抱怨。
And after God sent food, they said, this manna is boring.
当神从天上降玛纳，他们又说这个玛纳太淡而无味了。
They grumbled in the wilderness.
他们在旷野抱怨。
When they got to Canaan, they grumbled in Canaan.
到了迦南地也照样抱怨。
And when God says, "Here's a list of your sins,"
然后当神说这个是你罪的，一条一条给你列出来。
He puts grumbling right beside worshiping idols.
他把这个发怨言。跟这个拜偶像放在一起
，You see grumbling
并列起来，你知道这个发
言 keeps us from being light in the world，
就让我们不能成为世界的光。
The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus came to bring light to the world。
约翰福音告诉我们，主耶稣到世间来要把光带到世间。
And you read through the Gospels, and you will never once find Jesus grumbling。
那你通读 福音书，你不会发现有一没有一次耶稣抱怨的记载。
It never says.
耶稣从来没有说。
I'm tired of having to walk in this hot sun all day. I wish someone would give me a nice car.
然后呢，在这么热的这个沙漠里面走路，真是太累了。我希望有个人给我一辆车。
I should have come 2,000 years later.
我应该2000年以后再来。
It never says, I'm tired of having to sleep in the field. I want a nice, comfortable bed.
他说从来没有说，我受够了，天天睡在这个旷野里，我希望有一张舒适的床。
Jesus did not grumble.
主耶稣没有抱怨。
He wasn't a disputer.
他也不是一个喜欢辩论，喜欢
争论的人。Do all things without grumbling and disputing.
凡事都不可发怨言，起争论。
Yes, he stood for truth.
但让主耶稣为真理站立。
When they said, what is right? He answered.
当别人问什么是真理，什么是对的，他就直截了当地
说。But he did not stir up unnecessary conflict.
但是他不会挑起这个不必要的争论。
But I've met disputers.
但是我的确碰到过那种争辩者，好争辩者。
They love to argue.
他们就很喜欢争辩。
They can walk into a meeting where everyone is in agreement.
本来是到一个，他可以参加一个会议，在这之前大家都是彼此很和谐的。
And within 5 minutes, they will have found a way to cause division.
然后呢，大家本来是没有意见的，都挺。他一进去5分钟之内呢，大家就开始争论了。
Now they say, "Oh, I just am an honest person. I call them the way I see them."
然后他说，我就是一个诚实坦白的人。那我看到这个东西，那我就真实的讲出来。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
，That's disputing.
那个是好争论。
And it puts out our light.
那个是把我们的光给。
It destroys our witness.
就是会破坏我们的见证。
My dad was a pastor.
我爸爸呢是一个牧师。
And at one of his churches, there was a lady who every week would say, "Please pray for my husband. She's an he is an unbeliever."
然后有一位姐妹就说，请你为我的先生祷告，因为他还没信主。
The man ran a business in our town, so my dad would stop at his business and buy something, invite him to church.
然后呢，那个人他在小镇上呢有一个店，那我爸爸就每次去他店里买点东西，然后邀请他来教会。
One day the husband said to my dad.
然后有一天，这个人就对我先生
爸爸说。Now pastor.
他说牧师啊。
I like you.
我挺喜欢你的。
But you're wasting your time.
但是你在浪费你的时间。
I will never ever come to your church, so quit asking.
我永远不会去你的教会，所以你就别再问了。
My dad said, "Why?"
我爸爸就说为什么。
He said, "Doesn't Sally attend your church?"
他说那个莎莉是不是去你们教会啊？
Yeah.
我说是啊。
Well, let me tell you what my wife said about Sally.
让我告诉你，我太太说这个莎莉是怎么样的。
And he told a story about Sally's problems.
然后他就讲了一个他太太告诉他的莎莉的故事。
Isn't John a member of your church?
他说约翰是不是你们教会的会员呢？
Yeah.
他说是。
My wife said that John is dishonest.
我先太太说了，这个约翰他这个人为人不诚实。
Doesn't Jean come to your church?
说那个 Jean 是不是也到你们教会呢？
Yeah.
是啊。
My wife says that he and his wife argue all the time.
他说这个 Jean 跟他的太太天天吵架。
And then he said, Pastor.
他说接着他说牧师啊。
My life is full of problems.
我的生活里边麻烦已经够多的了。
I have trouble at my job.
我工作上有麻烦。
I have trouble in my marriage.
我的这个婚姻也有麻烦。
I have trouble with my children.
我跟孩子之间也有麻烦。
And if I start coming to your church, I'll have one more set of problems.
如果我再去你们教会，我就再多一堆的问题。
You see what had happened?
你知道发生了什么？
This woman who wanted to bring her husband to Jesus had ruined her witness with her grumbling and disputing.
这个太太很希望她的先生信主，但是她因为发怨言，已经把她自己的见证都给毁掉了。
Now, I know that's another church.
那是别的教会。
But let me ask you to do something.
但是让我你做一件事情。
If a person heard everything you have said about your fellow church members over the last year,
如果有一个人听到过去一年中你所描绘的教会的成员，咱们教会的人，
would they say,
他们会说，
Wow, that sounds like a great church to go to.
哦，那个看起来是一个很棒的教会。
Or would they say,
或者他们说,
I've got enough problems already.
我自己已经麻烦够多的了。
You understand?
你了解吗?
Paul says, do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡事都不要发怨言，起争论。
This is to be our normal way of life, he says.
这应该是我们正常的生活方式。
All things,
所有的事情,
even in the difficulties,
即使是在困难之中,
we are not to grumble,
我们也不要发怨言,
we are not to be argumentative people,
我不是也是那种老是动不动就辩论争论的人,
we are to be lights that draw others to Jesus,
我们要成为那种吸引别人到耶稣面前来的光。
Christians who are light in the world do not grumble or dispute,
就是成为那个光的基督徒就不会说是发怨言起争论。
That's our attitude.
那就是我们的态度。
And then Paul describes the character of a light.
然后保罗也就是描述了是光的人的他们的特质。
Verses 14 and 15.
在第十四节十五节。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡事都不要发怨言起争论。
That you may be blameless and innocent,
使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪。
Children of God without blemish,
就是神无瑕疵的儿女。
People who are light in the world,
在这个世界上是光的这个神的儿女。
Have moral integrity,
他们是道德正直的人。
They are pure,
他们是纯洁的。
Today we would say they have no skeletons in their closet.
今天的换句话说，在那个壁橱里没有藏着这个骷髅。
They live lives, they have a character,
他们过得有智慧的生活，他们是有品格的人。
That is pure,
他们是洁净的人。
A few years after Paul wrote this letter,
当保罗写完这封书信几年以后，
Peter wrote a letter to Christians who were being persecuted,
彼得也给就是写给被逼迫的基督徒写封信。
And he tells them to rejoice when they suffer,
他说当他们受苦的时候要欢喜快乐。
He says when you suffer you are sharing in Christ's suffering,
他说因为你们受苦的时候是与基督一同受苦。
But then he says,
然后他接着就说了，
But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, or as a meddler,
你们中间却不可有人因为杀人偷窃作恶好管闲事而受苦。
In other words, he says,
换句话说，
make sure that when you suffer,
确定啊，你受苦的时候，
you are suffering for God and not because of your own wrongdoing,
是为神受苦，而不是因为你做的错事不好的事情而受苦。
Several years ago, a pastor was arrested for cheating on his taxes.
然后很多很多少年以前呢，有位牧师，他因为他偷税漏税，所以呢他被抓了。
He had been a television evangelist.
他是一个那个在电视上讲。
And so he had a long mailing list, and he sent out a letter.
所以呢，他就有过很多人的这个邮地址啊，所以他就送出去一封信。
Saying, "I am being persecuted for my religion."
我因为我的信仰，我被逼迫。
Please send money to help me.
所以呢，请你就捐款帮助我。
Someone gave me a copy of the letter.
你可以给我，就是说就是有个人就把
And I read it, and I handed it back, and I said,
然后我读完了，我就把这个信还给他。
He isn't persecuted for being a Christian.
他不是因为做是基督徒而被逼迫。
He's persecuted for being a crook.
因为他是个骗子，所以他被逼迫。
And Peter says,
彼得说，
If they persecute you,
如果他们逼迫你，
make sure it is for Jesus, not because you're dishonest.
不要是要确定你是为主受苦，而不是因为你是不诚实的人受苦。
If your boss fires you, make sure it's because you refuse to do something dishonest.
如果你的老板解雇你，要确定是因为你拒绝做这个不诚实的事情。
Don't be fired because you're a bad worker.
不是因为你是个差劲的员工而被解雇。
Be light in the world.
成为这个世界的光。
Live as a testimony.
作为一个见证来把这福音的见证活出来。
I love the example of Daniel.
我喜欢这个，很喜欢但以理的例子。
Daniel serves the ruler so faithfully that Darius puts him as second in command.
因为但以理的很忠心，所以大流士要把他放在全国的第二位的高位。
Daniel's political enemies want to destroy him.
那但以理的那个政敌呢，就想要毁掉他。
So they start looking for something that will ruin his reputation.
所以呢，他们就想去找把柄，想要毁掉他的名声。
Daniel 6 says they sought to find. Sorry, let me try again. I don't know Chinese, but I forgot English. They sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel.
他说他的政敌呢，想要找但以理误国的把柄。
But they could find no ground for complaint.
只是找不着他的错误过失。
Because he was faithful.
因为他忠心办事。
No fault.
毫无错误过失。
They look everywhere.
他们到处去找把柄。
But Daniel has no skeletons in his closet.
但是但以理可是没什么东西藏起来。
There's no unpaid tax bills.
没有这个偷税。
There's no crooked business deals they can find.
也没有可以骗人的，就是那种生意上不诚实。
He doesn't have a girlfriend hidden away in a secret apartment.
他不是说有一个什么情人在什么地方藏着。
In the words of Philippians 2,
在腓立比书第二章，
he is blameless.
他就是无可指摘，诚实无伪，
without blemish.
没有无瑕疵。
And listen to what it says.
那你看他们怎么说他的政敌。
They decided.
那些人就决定辩说
We shall not find any complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with his God.
他说我们要找掺着但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就寻不着。
He says, they say the only way we can destroy Daniel is by condemning him for doing good.
消灭但以理的方法就是在他，因为他做善事，他行的都很好，在神的律法中找他的毛病。
The same thing that Peter says.
这也是彼得说的。
If unbelievers condemn you, make sure they condemn you for doing right, not for doing wrong.
如果这个不信主的人指责你定你的罪，是确定他们是因为你做的是正确的事情，好事而不是错事。
Christians,
基督徒们。
If people know you are a believer,
如果人们知道你是基督徒，
there will be unbelievers who criticize and condemn you.
会有这个不信主的人会批评你，会
指责你。But this is what I would like to see.
但是我希望他们看到的是，他们这样说。
That they could criticize us.
他们可以批评我们。
Only for doing good.
只是因为我们行事是正确的。
That someone would say.
有人会说。
Those Christians at PBCCC make me so angry.
这个中义堂华人教会的让我很生气。
They're always looking for a chance to help someone.
他们总是在找机会帮助人。
They help single moms.
他们帮助单亲母亲。
They support families who adopt unwanted babies.
他们去支持那些去
They take care of
那个弃婴的人。
They take care of old people who have no family.
他们去照看那些老人家。
They even show love to people who hate them.
他们甚至对那些憎恨他们的人也显示爱。
I don't like those people.
我不喜欢这些人。
But they're blameless.
但是他们却是无可指摘。
Here's what I don't want to hear them say.
但是我不想听到别人说的是。
I know some of those Christians at PBCCC.
我知道这个中理堂华人教会的基督徒。
He cheats on his taxes.
他们偷税。
She's a liar.
那个人是个撒谎者。
He's unfaithful to his wife.
对太太不忠。
And she's the grumpiest person in our neighborhood.
他是我看到的这个脾气最坏的人。
We can't be light.
这样的话我没有办法成为光。
If our life contradicts our message,
如果我们的生命我们的生活跟我们的信息相违背。
I heard about a mother whose little girl told a lie to the mom.
我听到有一个妈妈说她的小女儿跟她撒谎。
And the mom was scolding the little girl.
然后妈妈呢就在训斥这个斥责这个小女孩。
She said, it's a sin to lie, you must never tell a lie.
她说妈妈说撒谎就是犯罪，你应该永远不能撒谎。
And while she was talking, someone knocked on the door.
突然之间呢，就听到有人敲门了。
And the mom looked out the window and saw that it was a neighbor who was pushy and who would talk all afternoon.
然后妈妈从窗口一看，哇，就是那个邻居，这人一谈话能讲一下午。
And so she said to her little girl.
然后就妈妈就对女儿说了
，I'm going to hide.
我要赶快藏起来。
And you tell her I'm in bed sick.
你告诉她说我这不舒服，在床上躺着呢。
Now, parents, don't laugh.
那个父母们不要笑。
Because do you think that that little girl trusted her mother's testimony?
你觉得孩子们会相信妈妈的这个见证吗？
In that moment, that mother put out her light.
在那一刻，妈妈就把自己的光给扑灭了。
And years later, that little girl told the story.
然后过了很多年，这个小女儿就讲这个故事。
Of why she did not trust Christians.
她为什么不相信基督徒？
My mom was telling me not to lie.
妈妈告诉我不能撒谎。
While she sent me to tell a lie.
然后她就让我去说谎。
We can't be light.
我们这样的话就不可能成为光。
If our life contradicts our message.
如果我们的生活跟我们的信息是相抵触的。
Now you might say all of that sounds nice.
你说这一切听起来都很好。
But it's impossible in our world.
但是在我们现今的时代，这怎么可能呢？
Our world is too corrupt.
我们的世界太黑暗了，太悖逆了。
So let me read further.
让我继续往下读。
That you may be blameless and innocent.
你们无可指摘，使你们无可指摘。
Children of God without blemish.
在这弯曲悖逆的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Where?
在什么样的世代呢？
In the midst of a crooked and twisted generation.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代。
Paul says we don't live this pure life in a monastery somewhere.
保罗说我们不是在修道院过这个这样的一个洁净的生活。
We are called to live this way in our sinful world.
我们被呼召要在这个有罪的世界里过这样的生活。
Back in the 4th century, there was a monk named Simeon.
在第四世纪的时候呢，有一个修道士叫西面。
He lived for more than 30 years on a platform 50 feet up in the air.
他被称为柱顶西面，因为他住在一个柱子顶上，那个柱子呢大概有五十个，就三十多米高。
He had helpers who each day would crank a bucket of food up to him.
然后当然有人帮他，就每天用这个吊轮把那个食物给他放上去。
He lived up there so that he could stay away from temptation.
他要站在那个柱顶上呢，所以他要远离所有的这个诱惑试探。
He wanted to live a pure life.
因为他想要过一个那个洁净的生活，纯洁的生活。
But Paul says,
保罗说，但是保罗说，
You're not called to live a blameless life 50 feet up in the air on a platform.
保罗说，你们没有被呼召在一个柱顶上，离地面这个五十个英尺高的柱顶上过一个纯洁的生活。
You are called to live as the children of God in this crooked and twisted sinful world.
你们被呼召在这个弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
You're called to live without grumbling, even when you have a job that is difficult.
你们被呼召，即使你的工作很难，你们也不是发怨言。
You are called to live without disputing, even when all your neighbors are wrong and they need to hear you tell them.
然后呢，即使是你的周围的人都是你的邻居都是错了，你也需要去，但是不需要去争论，被呼召不要去争辩，好争辩。
You are to live a blameless life, right in your very world.
就在你现今的你所在的世界，过一个诚实、无可指摘的生活。
Again, go back to Daniel.
再回到但以理。
They say the only way we will find anything against him is through his religion.
我们唯一能够发现他差错的，就是通过他的神的律法。
Now think about this.
你想一想。
He is a top government official in Babylon.
你知道他是巴比伦的一个位置很高的官员。
A corrupt, immoral society.
是一个败坏、一个不道德的社会。
And he's right at the top.
然后他就是那个位置很高。
All the other officials keep their own personal little fund of money they've stashed away from being dishonest.
然后那个别的那些官员呢，可能都是这边拿点贿赂，那边拿，都有一个私藏的钱。
But not Daniel.
但是却不是但以理。
He is living as a child of God.
他作为神的儿女生活。
In the middle of a crooked and twisted generation.
在一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
But let me move on.
让我继续。
A person who is light in our world must have the right attitude. No grumbling, no disputing.
在我们这个世界上成为光的人必须是有一个正确的态度，不发怨言，起争论。
A person who is light in the world must have a character that is pure and blameless.
在我们这个成为光的人必须有一个品格，就是无可指摘，诚实无伪。
And then Paul shows the message that we must have if we are light.
作为光，我们必须要有的一个信息。
Holding fast to the word of life.
将生命的道表明出来。
Our message as lights in our world is the word of life.
我们在这个世界的信息就是生命之道。
The gospel.
是福音。
That has to be the center of our message to our world.
是我们对这个世界的中心信息。
You see, I'm convinced there's two ways that Satan could try to destroy our church's impact in our community.
我确信撒旦用两种方式来破坏我们对周围世界的影响。
One way is to try to pull us away from the gospel into false doctrine and sinful practices.
一种呢是把我们带离这个，就是把我们让我们引到这个错误的这个教导上边，或者错误的教义上和这个有罪的生活中。
Try to get us to abandon the gospel.
让我们要离弃福音。
To preach a message that pleases our surrounding culture.
就传讲的信息是让我们周围的这个社会迎合周围的社会了。
In June, I was in Boston.
六月份的时候，我在波士顿。
And I wanted to visit a church there.
我想要去一个参观一边那去一个教会。
That 200 years ago was famous for proclaiming the gospel.
这两百年前是以传讲福音而闻名。
A church that had a powerful impact on their society.
在他们的社会中有一个非常有力的影响。
I walked to the church.
那我进到这个教会里。
And out front was a big pride banner.
在前面有一个什么？这个同性恋的这个骄傲的这个一个大旗子。
And I thought
在教会前面。
I thought I don't remember that from 200 years ago.
我说那两百年前我不记得有这样的一个旗子。
I came in.
然后我就进去了。
Started looking around.
然后我就周围看看。
There was no hymnals.
在那边呢没有赞美诗歌本。
There were no Bibles.
也没有圣经教会里边。
I picked up some brochures.
然后我就拿出来他们的就是这个周报。
Lots of political things.
里边很多政治的议题。
But nothing about the gospel.
但是没有任何关于福音的信息。
A church that has abandoned the word of life.
这个教会已经离弃了生命之道。
And is no longer light in our dark world.
在我们的黑暗的世界也不再是光。
That's one way he can destroy our impact.
那个是撒旦可以用一种方式来毁掉我们的影响。
But honestly, for us at PBCCC, I don't think that's our biggest danger.
我觉得对我们教会那不是我们最大的危险。
So the other way he can destroy our impact is to distract us from the gospel to secondary issues.
他第二个就是能破坏我们的影响，就是把我们从这个福音的信息，让我们去到注意到那个次要的东西上。
To make sure that we are known for everything except the gospel.
让我们以别的任何事情来著称，除了福音之外的任何东西来。
So that people will know our position on every political issue.
所以别人知道我们在每个政治议题上我们的立场。
They will know what we think about every social issue.
他们知道我们对这个社会问题的立场。
But they can come and safely not hear the gospel.
但是他们却可以在这里没有听到福音。
And Paul says,
保罗说，
If we want to be light in our world,
如果我们要做这个事，我们要成为世界上的光。
A person who walks into our church must hear the gospel proclaimed.
他们来到我们教会必须要听到福音被宣扬。
That will be the center of our message.
那个是我们的信息的核心。
But there's one more thing I must say this morning.
我今天早上还有一件事我必须要讲。
The most important thing I want to say.
也是我觉得最重要的事情。
As I worked on this message, I left the first two verses that I'm going to read to the end.
然后呢，我今天早我在准备信息的时候，我把头两句经文留到最后来读。
But they're the most important verses in Paul's writing here.
在保罗的这个书信里边，这两句是最重要的。
I read the last part of this.
我已经读到了后边的部分。
But now I want to go back up to the beginning at verse 12.
然后我们现在回到前边的十二节。
You see, I'm afraid that sometimes
我觉得有的时候
we can teach in a way that relies on our strength and a list of rules.
我们有的时候会不小心就教导说我们靠自己的力量，靠一堆的这个规则。
You need to do this, 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 and this.
你应该做这个、那个、这个。
Don't dispute, don't grumble.
不要发怨言，不要
去争论。Live pure lives.
要过你的生活，过。
Proclaim the gospel.
宣扬福音。
You're dismissed, go do it.
现在你们就解散了，回去这样做。
And it's all based on our ability.
都在于我们自己的能力。
To do a bunch of things.
去做一堆的事情。
So I want to go back to the foundation of all of this in verse 12 and 13.
所以我想回到这一切的根基，这一切的基础就是十二节、十三节。
Therefore, my beloved,
这样看来，我亲爱的。
As you have always obeyed,
你们既是常顺服的。
So now, not only as in my presence, but much more as in my absence.
不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里。
And he says two things.
他说了两件事情。
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
他说，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who works in you.
因为呢，神在你们心里运行。
Both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
可以立志行事。
Paul says, "This is what I want you to do as lights."
保罗说，作为光，我想让你们做的是。
This is the foundation.
这就是根基，这是基础。
And he begins, "Work out, do the things that I am calling you to do with fear and trembling."
他说，你们要带着恐惧战惊的心，做成你们得救的功夫，就是我呼召你们，我让你们去做的。
Now, if I stop there,
但是如果我停在这里
，That sounds like we have to do the work.
那就好像说我们都要去做这些。
And we can't.
我们没做不到的。
Some of us are grumblers. We like to complain.
我们有些人就是那个喜欢发怨言的，就喜欢这个抱怨。
Some of you are disputers. You'd rather argue than eat.
有些人喜欢辩论呐，您可以不吃饭也要辩论。
So when Paul says, "Work this out yourself," I think we can't. It's impossible.
保罗说做成你们得救的功夫，我说这不可能啊，我们做不到的。
But he goes on.
但是保罗继续说。
Because it is God who works in you.
他说因为神在你们心里运行。
You do this.
你这样去，你们去做。
Because of what God has done.
是因为神在你里边所做的，神所做的。
Both to will.
神让你们能够有可以立志。
That means the desire.
那就是说，神给我们这
个愿望。If you even have a desire to follow God, He's the one who gave it to you.
你即使你有这个愿望去跟随神，其实那个愿望也是从神而来。
Both to will.
是让你神让你们可以立志。
And to work.
去行事。
The ability.
那都是。神给你这个行事
的能力。This is the key to the whole passage.
所以呢，这个是整个这个经文的
关键。The only way that you and I can live as joyful lights in the world.
我们唯一的能够作为一个成为这个带着喜乐的光的这样来生活。
Is not through our power.
不是靠我们自己的力量。
But through the power of God.
而是靠通过神的力量。
Who gives us the desire to live as lights?
他给我们这样的愿意过这种生活的心愿望。
And the power to accomplish.
然后也给我们这种能力去成就。
Back in the 18th century,
在十八世纪的时候
，three students at Oxford University.
在牛津大学的三个学生
，John Wesley.
一个是约翰·威斯利
，his brother Charles Wesley.
他的弟弟查尔斯·威斯利
，and a friend named George Whitfield.
还有他的一个朋友乔治·怀特菲。
They formed a group they called the Holy Club.
他们成立了个小小的俱乐部，叫圣洁俱乐部。
And their goal was to follow what Paul said here: work out your own salvation.
他们的目标就是要跟随保罗所教导的说，做成你们得救的功夫。
And they tried.
然后他们就努力。
At least one day a week they fasted.
起码一周有一天他们会禁食。
They prayed. They studied the Bible.
他们祷告，他们一起学习圣经。
They gave much of their income to the poor.
他们把他们大部分的收入都奉献出来给穷人。
They visited prisoners.
他们去看望囚犯。
They took food to widows, orphans.
他们把食物给那个孤儿寡妇。
John and Charles even became missionaries to the American Indians.
约翰和查尔斯甚至到美国的印第安人中间做宣教士。
They tried to work out their own salvation.
他们真的是要做成他们得救的功夫。
And it was a miserable failure.
然后是一个很悲惨的一个失败。
In fact, while he was preaching to the Indians, American Indians,
然后在约翰威斯利对美国印第安人讲道的时候
，John wrote in his diary.
然后呢，约翰威斯利在他的日记中写道
，I came to save the heathen, but who will save me?
他说我来是要拯救这个外邦人，但是谁拯救我呢
？It was hopeless.
他觉得很绝望，没有盼望。
But then.
但是
1738, they came to understand what it means to be saved not by our works, but by God's grace.
然后到1738年，他们真的认识到说，我们得救不是靠着我们的工作，而是靠着神的恩典。
They learned that it is God who works in you both for the desire and for the work.
他们知道是神在我们心里运行，让我们可以立志，让我们可以行事。
And everything changed.
然后每件事情都改变了。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想你看到的是。
You remember all those things they did before 1738?
你记得他们1738年之前所做的事吗？
I could read the very same paragraph again.
我可以把那个同一段所描述的这个。
And say this.
然后这样说。
After 1738.
在1738年之后。
They fasted at least one day every week.
他们每一周最少进食一次。
They prayed and studied the Bible.
他们祷告学习圣经。
They gave much of their income to the poor.
把他们绝大部分收入都给穷人。
They visited prisoners. They brought food to widows and orphans.
他们去探访这个囚犯，给孤儿寡妇食物。
They preached several times a day.
然后每天讲到一个星期讲到很多次。
But now it was entirely different.
却完全的不同。
Now their work was effective.
但是他们现在却是富有成效的来。
A revival brought thousands of people to Jesus through their ministry.
因为复兴有成千上万的人信主。
Because now God was working in them.
现在是神在他们里边工作。
God was working through them.
神也通过他们来工作。
To bring light to a dark world.
把这个光带到一个黑暗的世界。
People.
所以。
You and I can follow every rule.In this book,
我们可以来跟随这个书上的每一条规则、一条条例。
We can give generously to the church.
我们也可以给教会奉献很多钱。
We can hand out gospel tracts.
我们可以出去发福音单张。
We can be faithful to Sunday worship.
我们也可以很忠心的每一个星期
天都来教会。We can join small groups.
我们也可以加入小组。
And it will all be meaningless.
都这一切都可能就是没有意义。
We will not be light in our world.
我们就不能成为世界的光。
Unless,
除非
it is God working through us.
除非神通过我们来工作。
We are called.
我们被呼召
to be light in a dark world.
我们被呼召成为一个黑暗时代的光。
One person said, "We are called to make the love of an invisible God."
有一个人说，我们被呼召要成为这个不可见的神的可让这位不可见的神可见
visible to our world
对我们让这个周围的世界能
看到这位
不可见的神
they can't see him
他们虽然看不见他们通过我们能看到
but they can see us
他们看不见神但是他们可以看到我
and so we are called to make his love visible to the people who can't see him
所以我们被呼召让他的不可见的爱让这些人可以看见
We sang this morning.
我们今天早晨唱。
Make me a blessing.
让借我赐恩福。
Out of my life, may Jesus shine.
让我的生活，让耶稣的光能彰显出来。
Let me make an invisible God visible to our world.
让我能够让这位，让对这个世界，让他们能看到这位看不到的神。
So let me go back to my opening example.
让我再回到刚开始的时候，我的这个例子。
Those people in New Zealand I was talking to.
在新西兰，我所要知道的这些人，这些刚信主的人。
We were out in the countryside.
我们当时是在那个乡间。
And the stars were bright.
然后你看那个星星都很亮。
But the group was all from the big city of Auckland.
但是这群人他们都来自于那个奥克兰那个大城市。
And I said.Do you see those stars when you're back home?
我说你在回到家里的时候，你能看到这么多星星吗？
No, we really don't notice them.
但是我都没注意到天上有这么多星星。
There's too much light all around us.
因为在我们周围有很多灯光。
You see, light is most impressive when it's dark.
你知道，当这个黑暗的时候，那个光就让你更加的引人注目。
The darker it is, the more you see the light.
你知道，越黑暗呢，你就那个。那个光你就看得越清楚。
Now most of you were handed a candle this morning.
我们其中很多人拿到了一个小蜡烛。
At the request of the deacons, it's not a real candle; it's battery.
因为这个执事的要求，所以这个不是真正的蜡烛啊，这是一个电子蜡烛。
But I want you to all turn your light.
我现在请大家把你的那个
and hold it up.
把这个光呢，把你的蜡烛都打开，然后把它举起来。
All of these lights held up.
所有的这些光都举起来了。
And they really don't make.Much difference.
好像没有带来很大的不同
right?
是不是
We've got a lot of light in here.
因为我们有很多，我们现在有很多光啊。
But can I get someone keep them up? And can I get someone to cut off all the lights? Keep your lights on.
然后我们现在把这些光灯都关上。
And now your light starts to make a difference, right?
现在你看到了吗？大家的这个光就带来不同了。
And if we had a switch for these,
如果我们把这个也关掉 ，You want to turn off this?
It would make a big difference.
那会带来很大的不同。
You see people.
Oh,
thank you.
大家看到了吗 ？Yeah.
You understand?
你了解吗？
We live in a dark world.
我们活在一个黑暗的世界里。
All around us is trouble.
在我们周围充满了各种的困难麻烦。
And we have two choices.
但是我们有两个选择。
We can complain about the darkness.
我们可以抱怨这个黑暗。
We can talk about how terrible things are.
我们可以说这个事情多糟糕。
Or,
或者
we can hold up a little light.
我们可以举起来一个小小的光，小小的蜡烛。
High school students, you can turn those on. People are getting nervous.
可以把这光打了，不然大家好像有点紧张。
Some of you high school graduates are going to go away to college.
我们知道我们有些高中生要去上大学了。
You're going to have professors who may be atheists.
你可能会有这个无神论的老师。
You're going to have roommates who live in bondage to sin.
或者你有这个室友真的是在这个罪的捆绑之下生活。
You can hide away.
你可以藏起来，躲起来。
You can feel discouraged by how much darkness there is.
你会因为你也可以选择说，因为这么黑暗，你觉得很灰心丧气。
Or you can join a campus Christian fellowship.
或者你可以加入校园团契。
And begin shining a light.
就在那边来点亮你的灯。
Some of you work in jobs that you're surrounded by darkness.
或者你在一个工作场所，你周围都是黑暗。
You live with neighbors.
你的邻居。
Who are unbelievers.
是不信主的人。
You live in a community that is.Has many sinful practices,
或者在这个社区有很多这个有罪的这种活动
and you can curse the darkness,
你可以诅咒黑暗
or you can hold up a light,
或者你可以举起来光
a light of joy to a coworker,
是一个喜乐的光带给你的同事
an act of kindness to a neighbor.
或者是一个良善的、善意的举动给你的
Nothing big and dramatic.
不是说很大引人注目的。
Just these tiny little lights that you lit.
就是刚刚大家看到的这种小小的光。
The light of saying to someone.
就是一个光，叫对某人说，这个就像。
I heard you were sick.
我听说你生病了。
I'm a believer.
我是一个信主的人。
And so I prayed for you. I hope that's okay.
所以我为你祷告，我希望没那个。
But I also made you a bowl of soup.
然后我也给你带来一碗汤。
They usually don't mind if you've prayed for them as long as you bring them some soup.
如果你只是祷告没有带这个汤，大概没有那么大的。
You understand? I'm serious.
你了解到我说。
We have to be practical.
我们要很实际。
And then we are light in our world.
然后我们就是这个世界的光。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we live in a dark world.
主啊，我们是生活在一个黑暗的时代。
And sometimes we're tempted.To focus on the darkness.
有的时候我们的注意力就集中在这个黑暗上。
We're tempted to just kind of withdraw into ourselves.
我们有时候就把自己隔出来，就好像离开这里这一切。
But God,
但是神
，Would you make us lights in a dark world?
帮助我们，让我们成为这个黑暗世界的光。
Would you give us the kind of joyful attitudes that draws other people to you?
给我们这种喜乐的态度，可以吸引人到你面前来。
Would you help us to live the kind of pure lives that are a testimony to you?
帮助我们过一个洁净的生活，是对你的见证。
Would you make us faithful to the gospel that you've given us?
帮助我们对你所给我们的福音忠心。
And God, don't let us do any of that in our own power.
主啊，帮助我们不是靠自己的力量来做任何事。
But to work through your grace.
而是因着你的恩典。
That your grace working through us becomes light in our world.
你的恩典在我们生命中工作，让我们成为世界的光。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.